Yeah, this thing called love. We are talking about Valentine's Day. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And Barbecue Bob, I am a big fan of spending a little extra time for the lady and preparing something for her rather than just going out and buying a meal. I just think it shows a little bit more of that I care and the love if I take time to put something together for her. I mentioned to you that we're going to be traveling. We're going to a hockey tournament next weekend for the Valentine's. So I'm going to do that kind of stuff this weekend. And one of the things that is always good to do is a beef fillet, right?
Right.
My favorite thing on a grill is a beautiful steak. I'll admit that a fillet is not my favorite cut, but so many people do it. So let's talk a little bit how you do that.
Well, I agree with you absolutely, and that's why we're going to talk about it, because it's one thing we agree on.
It's going to be a short show if that's all we're talking about.
No, we agree on a lot of things, obviously. We're talking each other into things all the time. I'm pretty sure is how that goes. But don't you think women, that's their favorite steak?
Well, it's tender. To me, it's not the most flavorful, but it's going to be very lean.
But it's really good.
Right. It's good. You're right. And then you can wrap a piece of bacon around it or do whatever you want.
We tend to like the fat on our steak a little bit.
Right.
It doesn't have any.
Well, it's got flavor. Fat is flavor in my world. But I get it. I mean, if the ladies don't want a piece of that in their mouth when they're taking a bite of steak, to me, it balances it out.
Right.
But most people just like that lean cut.
You know, I worked for Carrier, and every year we have a dealer meeting in Michigan, and this year it'll be just like it was the last few years in Plymouth, Michigan, at St. John's. It's an old abbey. It's posh. It's gorgeous. So last year they fed 400 of us within an hour the most, I'm telling you, beautiful tenderloin I've ever had. It was gorgeous. I'd love to get in that kitchen and see how they did it, because it was like a magic trick. It's a huge place, but still, you know as well as anybody, to deliver a few hundred meals at once and have it hot and beautiful and fresh is a real trick.
Sure.
I have a feeling that they roasted them. I don't know, but in a really hot oven is what I'm thinking.
I see.
Because there were no grill marks on it. It didn't look like it was fried. And it was drop-dead gorgeous. It was a nice thick cut and just perfect. A little pink inside, as pink as I would want it.
Mm-hmm.
And they also asked you how you wanted it.
Right. Oh, really?
So for that many people.
Wow.
So when you're talking about a fillet, we're talking about a piece of tenderloin.
Mm-hmm. And it's about the size of a tennis ball around, right?
Yep.
Maybe a baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, real close.
That little piece. And usually it's an inch and a half, 2 inch sitting tall on the plate.
Yep.
Right? There's many restaurants that do these as their signature dish. Ruth's Chris comes to mind. They always serve it with crackling butter. But to me, I like a little grill mark on it, but this is a steak that I'd like to put some grill marks on it either after I get it to temperature or before, and do the sear first and then finish it in a hot oven to get it to temperature.
You know what? Yeah.
I feel like it gets overdone on the two sides that I grill it. The first quarter inch on the top and bottom, if I'm putting marks on both sides before the center gets done, because it's so thick,
mm-hmm.
you know. So to me, it's just a hot grill. Do your 10 and 2 to get a nice grid mark on it. Maybe do it on the other side as well, but you don't have to. You're only looking at one side when you
eat
it.
Well, now if you have, like, my Thermidor range has an infrared broiler.
Okay.
These nice steakhouses use infrared cookers, and they cook the steak from the top, and then they flip it over and cook it again from the top.
Uh-huh.
And that might be what they were doing at St. John's. And then you wouldn't get your grill marks, but on a tenderloin, and if I'm doing it inside, I really don't care about grill marks. I do grill marks on so many things.
Sure.
I'm not deplete.
Right. Yep. So either way, the point there is that with this being a 2-inch tall steak, you can't cook it to doneness in the center by applying all the heat on the surface. I think you need to put it in an oven or under a broiler or someplace. that's 450, 500 degrees to get it up to temperature, but monitor it. And again, remember, when you pull it out, it's going to continue to cook, right? So this is a piece where I would definitely recommend, if you've not done it a few times, to get your digital thermometer out and poke it in the side. I wouldn't go down through the top, but maybe poke it in the side and get to the center and see where your temperature is.
Well, you know, you could go to Garrett's and get a nice thermidor range for your wife for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, for your wife for Valentine's Day. Yeah. Yeah, right. I know that's what you did. Right.
So let's say you're going to use your broiler. Let's say the weather's really nasty and you've got a tough travel path to your grill, and it just makes it tough because a lot of people do.
Right.
Or they keep it in their garage or whatever. But if you have a good broiler, you could actually throw that in a pan, even a, like a cast iron pan, put them in your broiler, mm-hmm. and then set your oven rack for the height to get you the heat you want.
Right.
That's not a piece of meat you want to cook too quick.
Right. And you don't want to overcook it because it'll just, you know, a perfect medium rare for me might be medium for somebody else, but you shouldn't go beyond that.
Never.
And you're looking at a, you know, the average market is going to get $16 to $19.99 a pound. A one-pound filet is a big chunk of filet. They're usually like 8 to 12 ounces. So, you know, you're looking at a $15 piece of meat per serving.
I think a 12-ounce tenderloin is a pretty good size chunk.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just be careful with that. Now, some people like a piece of bacon wrapped around it.
I do.
My experience with that is I've got to pre-cook the bacon a little bit before I wrap it around the steak. And, well, you put a little toothpick in there to hold it. And so you can't get it crispy, obviously, but I want to get some of the fat rendered off.
But I don't think the crispy is important.
Right.
Because most people don't care about it. And, like, if your wife is going to have it that way and she has to have crispy bacon, which my wife does, she can just peel it off.
Right.
You know,
and not eat the bacon.
What it does is it helps out with the moisture.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps that thing a little bit moister. So how about scallops? There's something that go perfectly with fillets.
Right.
And they're really easy to do, and you can do them in a grilling basket with a little garlic EVO.
Right.
Go to Old World and get some of that garlic EVO. Shake them up and put your favorite little seafood seasoning on. I used to just put salt, pepper, and thyme on scallops. And I'll tell you what, it makes for my mouth's watering just thinking about it. Thyme on a scallop is better than in a bottle.
Yep. There's a song there somewhere, right? But, yeah, I'm not a big scallop fan. I've said this to you before that I find it tough to clean them. And the last thing I want is something crunchy. That I don't know if it's the sand or what's in them.
Maybe you're cooking in high heels.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Or at least my skirt's on, right? But the bottom line is that
that's something I never want to see.
You never know.
Yeah.
Scallops to me are something that other people prepare better than I do. And I've had them pan-fried in like a iron skillet,
mm-hmm.
real hot with some
probably the best way to do
brown
it,
butter
honestly.
On there, yeah. And they cook pretty quick.
I think you have to do it quick.
Yeah.
That's why I like the grilling basket, because I can put them on a really hot fire, put some oil on them, wham, flip it over, wham, they're done.
Right.
A lot and of wham in
but,
there.
But a great accompaniment
yeah.
to that steak. But anyway, all right.
And it's not shrimp.
Right. So we just did the surf and turf. We're coming up next. Healthy, lush potatoes. Are you kidding me? Stick with us. We'll be back.
When we're hungry, love will keep us alive.